Time for a daily dose of extremely local news, courtesy Black Club Chicago. Jen Sabella is on the line, and we start off with the story about the city converting some roads into what they're calling shared streets. Is that it, Jen?
Yes. Good morning, Bob. Starting this Friday, we just found out last night, the first shared street will open up running from Lincoln Square to Uptown on Leland Avenue. So what they're planning on doing is not making it so delivery drivers can still get through the post office and emergency vehicles, but there will be no parking and no through traffic. And this will allow cyclists and runners and just people going out for their daily walks to spread out a bit more in the most congested parts of the city as the weather gets nicer and people are anxious to get outside. There are so far about six streets that are in the permits have been filed, but we got a little ahead of CDOT on this one, the Department of Transportation. We found the permits online, and they said they weren't ready to announce this yet. So aldermen were kind of scrambling last night to catch neighbors up on this. So we should have more information in the coming days on more streets, but right now it looks concentrated in Logan Square, Wicker Park and Bucktown, and Lincoln Square and Uptown.
So the north and northwest sides, but the city supposedly is working to designate streets on the south side too, aren't they?
Exactly. Right. So these are the first permits that were filed, and I know one of them, the Leland Avenue, is the pilot. So that's going to start Friday, and they're going to see how that goes and then use whatever they learn in the first couple weeks on Leland to implement these other shared streets throughout the city.
So does that mean that if there are restaurants or coffee shops on those streets, they'll be able to put some tables and chairs out in the street?
So this is something that the mayor has discussed and that the governor has discussed previously, but no one's talking yet on basically a lot of the restaurants we're speaking to are like, we're waiting to see what the city has to say, because as of now, they have to get all these special permits for outdoor patios. The city says it's working to waive a lot of these requirements for restaurants because of what's going on right now. But that hasn't happened yet. So restaurants are hoping that this will allow them to spread out their tables and open up for patio seating once the city enters phase three, which sounds like it'll be in a couple weeks, maybe like June 10th or something like that. That's a guess on my end. But they haven't said yet. So as of now, they're going to try to figure out how the shared streets thing will work. Some neighbors yesterday voiced concern about, you know, we need to have some signage or some information for people who are using these shared streets. They need to be wearing masks. They need to be respectful of the people around them. They were just saying, you know, sometimes people seem oblivious to what's going on, and they want to make sure that these shared streets feel safe.
Yeah, and for restaurants to use some of those street spaces for outdoor cafes, that'll sort of take us through. Well, actually, you get some nice weather here right on through September and October, and then hopefully by then, maybe things will improve here as far as the pandemic is concerned. This is
right, maybe a vaccine.
Well, not that soon, but hopefully the numbers will be going down. This is alarming that in Lakeview, 75% of businesses say they will fail by July.
Yes, this is according to a survey the Lakeview Chamber of Commerce sent out to all the businesses in the area that employ more than 8,000 people in the neighborhood. It was pretty upsetting. Our reporter, Jake, he spoke to the owner of Southport Grocery and Cafe, which, as you know, is usually a booming brunch spot. That accounts for about 85% of their revenue, and now they are doing takeout, but it just doesn't even come close to cutting it. Like she said, that revenue is down there 85%. So the chamber launched a initiative to kind of remind neighbors of who's doing takeout, who's doing delivery, curbside pickup at retailers, and just things that neighbors can do to support these businesses so that this doesn't happen. And they also have launched a resource guide for businesses on how to get loans and grants and just any kind of guidance that they need right now. They want to try to keep as many businesses open as possible.
Right. Well, they need all the help they can get. Let's close on a positive note, though. One business in Logan Square doing okay, aren't they?
They are, and Necessary and Sufficient Coffee. It's a pretty new spot in Logan Square, and it has a little like takeout window, and the inside is so tiny that even before the pandemic, you really couldn't fit more than two people in there at a time. So the owner of the spot has friends in Seattle and heard about the pandemic spreading there, and she kind of just sprung into action and set up a plan for her staff to do, you know, wear masks, social distancing, not allowing anyone inside, opening up the takeout window, and doing cashless transactions and online transactions. So she was just so ahead of the curve. She started implementing some of these in February. So the word spread in the neighborhood, and people started ordering their coffee from there, and business is booming. They are doing better than they thought they would be doing. She said that she didn't think that they'd hit this point for 2 years. She's going to start giving staff benefits and a 401k plan because she's able to now. It's pretty great. They also launched a meal delivery service. So basically, farmers markets are shut down in Logan Square, at least, and a lot around the state. So farmers are leaving these produce boxes there, and people can come pick them up. And people can also prepay for their neighbors. So if you want to donate a box and somebody's in need, they can come by and get a box of food. It's pretty amazing. She's really gone all out in a very short period of time. And that's at 3624 West Wrightwood Avenue. And the big menu's there. You can go online and order. She's really made it as easy as possible for people during this time.
Well, that's good to hear. All right, there you go. Extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Jen Sabella, thanks as always. Talk to you folks tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
You too.